I'm Ben Pugh, and you're listening to Impact, Parenting with Perspective,
episode 171.
This podcast is all about helping parents manage the mental and emotional drama that comes with parenting teens, so they can focus on what's most important, building rock-solid relationships and having a powerful impact on their teen's life. Join me each week as I dive into real tools to help you and your teen turn struggles into strengths. All right, guys, for you, it's been a week since we last talked. For me and my guest, it's been like 30 seconds. We had so much fun. We're doing an encore episode with Carrie Marshall. Carrie, welcome back to the podcast.
So excited to be here. Let me 30 seconds was a lot. I mean, we got a lot done in that 30 seconds.
Yeah. Let me give you guys a little bit of background. I don't even know if this happened on the last podcast or after we hit record, but I had talked about like football players over at my house and one of the boys calling me a second dad. Was that on the podcast or was that after?
It was after. We had stopped recording. So it was after.
Gosh dang it. Okay. Anyways. So Carrie's like, we should totally record an episode about like being teens' second parents. And I was like, we totally should. Like, let's just do it right now. And so it's been a week for you, but it's been 30 seconds for us. So if, I don't know, if you don't know who Carrie is, go back, listen to episode 170. That's where I do my really awesome, wonderful intro for her. And okay, it was just, we're friends.
And now I just get to be a teen parent on this episode. So I'm excited about this to just kind of talk about the impact that we can have in other teens' lives, not just our own teenagers' lives.
Yeah. Why is that so important to you? Like as a teen parent, why is it important that other parents or other adults have an impact on your teens?
Well, I think that what you and I were both talking about is that the people that we remember the most from our teenage era was people that made an impact that took time to get to know us. We had two family friends that we would vacation with and everything, and I always called them my second and third mom. And it was conversations with them that I'm sure my mom had told me several times, but I remember talking to them specifically and when they told me to cut it out. And you know, now having teenagers myself, I see a need for more support around these kids. They need more love. They need more people that look at them and support them. They need more people that tell them to cut it out when they need to. But I don't think we have a house that usually has about 10 to 15, 20 kids every weekend. And it's fascinating to me to see that it doesn't matter what I do. Sometimes it's making food and then taking it down and not talking to anybody. But then the kid comes up and says like, hey, thank you so much. I didn't have dinner tonight.
Yeah.
And then he talks to my daughter the next week about like, your mom's the best. And I'm like, I haven't even talked to this kid. So there's a connection that needs to be made because these kids are pretty disconnected from actual people. They're spending so much time on social media and getting a lot of their connection through that they are desperate for more connection and more people that see them, love them, and support them.
And let me just, if you're listening to this, like wondering like, man, I can't even handle my own teens. And now you want me to like help parent other teens. It's easier to parent other people's teens. Like
so much easier. So much easier.
Whether they live or die, okay, maybe that's extreme, but like whether they're like successful or not, like you're just not as emotionally invested in other people's teens. And those emotions can blind you sometimes. And what would seem like a really big deal in your own teenager's life, and you'd be like, oh my goodness, how do I handle that? If it's someone else's teen coming to you, you don't have those blinders of emotion like getting in the way and you're like, oh, this isn't that bad. Like, let me help you here. And so like as a foster parent of 10 years and a high school principal of 5 years, I can tell you it is easier to parent other people's teens. So if you're worried, like I can't even parent my own teens, how do you want me to do this? Like, trust yourself, go try it.
Well, and it doesn't take a lot. Like I said, like being able to see other kids, it doesn't take a lot. You know, I was picking my daughter up from school early the other day, and I saw a kid that has been over to my house maybe once, and he was just walking head down on his phone. And so I just slowed down and my daughter was like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "It's fine." So I like, you know, "Hey, are you having a good day today?" And he's like, "Oh, hey." And he just kind of looked at me weird. And it was a little bit of an awkward exchange, but it was funny because my other daughter came home from school that day and was like, "What did you say to that kid?" And I was like, "I just said hi." And he found me and said, "Your mom's really cool. Like, we should hang out. Like, I want to come over again. Like, your mom's awesome."
Yeah.
And I just thought, like, I don't know what was going on for that kid. I don't know if it was just kind of funny for him or whatever, but it was 30 seconds of my time.
Yeah.
To see him, to stop, to say, "I see you," to tell him, like, "You're doing a good job." Like, I think I did say that, like, "Hey, you're doing a really good job. Have a great day." And then I just rolled up the window and drove away.
Yeah, let's.
It's easier than we want to make it when we talk about other people's kids.
Yeah, and let's talk about teens for a minute. Like, adults our age poo-poo on teens, and we're like, "Guys, your music sucks, your cars suck. Like, is this generative? Blah blah blah." Like, teens are really trying to fit in, and we're telling them, "No, you guys don't fit in. You don't know how to work. You don't have good music. You're tasting TV sucks," like all the stuff. This is the same thing that the previous generation did to us. Like, "Oh, you guys are just so lazy. You only think about yourselves." Teens want to be seen. They want to fit in. They want to be heard. If you can simply give them that, they will love you. And let's talk about, oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, and you don't have to love it, but what I would kind of offer for all the parents out there is, be curious about it.
Yeah.
You know, when I hear the stuff that my kids or their friends are listening to, I just kind of like, instead of being like, "Oh, we need to turn this off" or whatever, I'm like, "Tell me about this song."
Yeah.
"Why do you love this one so much?" And it's not like, "Ew, why do you love this so much?" I'm really fascinated. I'm like, "Why do you love this one so much?" Yeah. And listening to that, I'm like, I might not love this, but the fact that you love it and listening to, I love you. And so listening to you say that, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Does it matter that much to me that I have to listen to something for 2 minutes? Not really.
Yeah, that's powerful. And I want to add this, like, guys, this will help you up-level your parenting. I want to tell you a couple of reasons why. Like, if you were to take a bigger picture of like teenagers, but by bigger picture, I mean, like, look at the evolution of mankind. And if we were to go back 10,000 years ago, this is one of the things I always tell parents. As soon as your teens are old enough to like get the urge to make babies, guess what? They're going to be out making babies. They're going to be moving away from the main herd and starting their own herd. And this is genetically imprinted on us. Like, we're not supposed to make babies with people that are too close to our own herd because that's inbreeding. So your teens are naturally attracted to people from other herds. This is why parents don't get this, but like, your teen wants nothing to do with your family, or sometimes they don't want to go to your activities. They don't want to have fun with the family, but they're more than happy to go have fun with someone else's family.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And they're going to probably be helpful, and they're going to, right? Like,
yeah, you'll get a text and the mom's going to be like, "Oh my goodness, your teen is so polite and so helpful." And you'll be like, "What? Not at my home. They're not."
And then we get resentful, right? Instead of being like, "I'm so grateful that my teen has this other family in their life."
Yeah.
And you know, that's what we're really looking for, is we're looking for supportive people that can create safe spaces for our teens. And so when it comes back to us, we just want to ask that question of like, are we creating safe places for teens to feel loved and supported and seen?
Yeah. And here's a little hack for those of you who are like, "Great. Yeah. My teen loves the other people's houses. How do I get them to love my house?" what I do when we do fun activities as a family, like as fun as we talked about this in the last podcast, like going down a river, jumping off a cliff, as fun as that is, my kids don't want to do that with our family. But when I'm like, hey, you can invite your friends, all of a sudden we have a girlfriend coming. We got one of the dudes on the football team coming, like as many people as we can fit into our rafts and our kayaks, like let's fill them up. Let's get your friends here. That is a secret. If you want to do fun things with your teens and they're not interested, start inviting them to invite their friends, and that will make it way more pleasurable for them. Plus, it positions you, like if you have teenage boys, if you are feeding the teenage boys while you're out, like we went river rafting and one of the kids on the football team that I coach, who's friends with my son, he came. He's like, dude, you're like my second dad. You bought me pizza. You took me cliff jumping for the first time. You did it. Like, that's a really quick and easy way to have an impact on your own teen's life by having an impact on another teen's life.
Well, and I always say, like, my husband's got a little bit upset with me a couple times when I've like bought all the pizza and the, you know, crumble cookies or whatever. But I always kind of counter back that buying food for teenagers is the best investment that I've ever made in my, in my home. And I will forever make a big pot of spaghetti or chili and scones, or, you know, I really do intentionally try to be available when we have a lot of kids over at our house. And when I say available, I mean, I do not go downstairs and like bug them or whatever, but I'm available with my time so that I can be, number one, available if anybody wants to talk, which happens occasionally. A kid will kind of silently make their way up to my office and ask if we can talk privately so that they can, you know, work through some stuff. But mostly it is so that I can make sure that those kids are fed, make sure that they, you know, have a couple of things available for activities. And so when I say that my Friday nights are filled, it's not filled because I'm hanging out with teenagers. It's filled because I'm taking care of teenagers.
Yeah, because you're creating space. Let's go back 10,000 years ago again. Like, your teens are hardwired to want to leave the family from about 13 on. Like, if we were to like go back 10,000 years, they wouldn't completely leave the family, but they would start hanging out on the outskirts of the herd. Like, they'd be doing their own stuff, but yet they'd be close enough that, hey, if we don't have enough food, we can go back and we can get food from mom and dad. It's important to understand this, because when you can be an adult that has your crap together, like, these teens are programmed, they're hardwired, they want to distance themselves from mom and dad, but they're looking for other adults who have their crap together so that they can learn that. Like, 10,000 years ago, if someone was better at making like bows and arrows or spears, we would have gravitated towards them. Like, hey, I notice that when you guys go on hunting trips, only one person dies instead of like 10. Like, what are you guys doing that no one else is doing?
Right.
If you can be that adult, and I'll tell you, like, growing up, we had some friends that lived across the street from us. They had a son who was 1 year older than me and a son who was 1 year younger. And we had a hayfield in our backyard. They had a hayfield. And we just had this practice that when one or the other was hauling hay, like within 5 minutes, like, the neighbors are going to be there to help you. And there's one time I was a big football player, and like, we'd only stacked, I can't remember how many rows high, but man, if I was there, we could get up one more row because I could throw it so far because I was freaking strong. And my friend tried to throw it up, couldn't get it up high enough, and the bale of hay came crashing back down on his face. And I called him, not a pansy, but another P word that's similar, like, just tell him he's weak. And his mom called me out, and she's like, we do not talk to people that way. And like, I'm donating my time. Like, they're not going to pay me. I'm their favorite second son that's always over there eating their food. And she called me out, and I'll tell you, that had a profound impact on my life. Like, I felt ashamed and embarrassed. I did not want to disappoint this woman, my second mom, basically. And like, to this day, I coach football, and football coaches always call players that, not me. Like, I do not call anyone that because that's inappropriate. I learned that from my second mom.
Yep.
That is the impact that you can have on a teen's life as their second parent.
Well, and I think that, you know, we always have these examples from our childhood. And now that we're adults and parents, I think that that was something that it took me a minute to understand. It took me a minute to understand that the small little things that I was doing, you know, when I would roll my eyes at the kid that came over and made a huge mess or whatever, that they were actually seeing that. And that now I'm the parent that is going to have an impact. And we never know when that impact is going to happen or who it's going to happen with. You know, you do have those examples of like, hey, I was never there, but I watched you every day because we were neighbors. Or, and it's like, how are we interacting with our kids' friends and neighborhood kids and all of this so that they can see that they matter? So that when we see them do something, that we're not just rolling our eyes or going and gossiping about it to somebody else, but do I love this kid enough to say like, hey, like, no, we don't do that. And that's the power of being a parent of a teen. And I'm not talking about always like over giving to these kids and, you know, like just totally falling over yourself for them. Sometimes it is having those hard conversations or calling a kid out or saying like, hey, I love you enough that I see that you're making a big mistake here. And like I mentioned in the beginning, like that was one of the best things that happened with me when I was kind of, you know, doing my own crazy thing as a teenager. My mom had told me to stop. My dad had told me to stop, but it wasn't until my second mom came and said, I understand what's happening. I don't approve of it. And I don't like where your life is headed if this continues, that I stopped and thought, whoa, she's right.
Yeah. I love that. And you said something like, you never know when you're going to have that impact. That's why, like what I teach, sometimes there's a fine line and people can misunderstand it. Like we're not parenting to like go out and create impactful moments because it's really hard to do that. What we want to do is intentionally be the parent of your dreams, be the parent, the very best version of yourself. And those impactful moments are going to happen on their own. Like if you think about it, like me calling that kid like the P word and telling him he's weak and a pansy, the mom calling me out, like that probably wasn't an impactful moment for her. And I'm guessing if I were to go talk to her, like we're Facebook friends, I could say, hey, do you remember this? She's probably going to be like, no, I called you out on that. Like, I'm sorry. Did I hurt your feelings? And like, for me, I remember that. Like, no, that was impactful. Impactful moments. Like you're going to have your own impactful moments as a parent or a second parent. Your teens are going to have their own impactful moments. And you never know, like I share this secret to parents. Guys, I hate to be the one to break this to you, but your teens are not listening to you. They don't listen to anything that you tell them. Like if you're telling them to stop or change or do something different, they're not listening to you, but they are watching every move. And that's why it's so important to be that parent of your dreams. So that when these teens are watching and they're like, oh, so how do you handle this situation? Okay, I see how Carrie does this. She makes an extra big pot of spaghetti. She invites the kids' friends. Like, that's how I want to be. And those are those impactful moments that you don't even really think twice about.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, that really goes back to then even for ourselves and our own families. I always just want to think about, like, who am I exposing my kids to with my friends? You know, like who are we inviting into our home and, you know, their coaches and dance instructors and all of these people, like, I really do think about intentionally creating spaces where I'm like, oh, you know, that one friend or person that's always partying and doing this, like we love them, but maybe they're not the person that we have our kids around as much, you know, maybe they're just our couple friends. And then how do we intentionally go out and then remind ourselves, kids are watching. These yeah. kids need and want support. Even the kids that don't think you don't think they do, they do. They want you to see them. They want you to, you know, being a teenager right now is really hard. Yeah. I mean, I look at everything that they're dealing with, and it's a lot. Like I'm always just blown away by what our teens are having to face. And so, you know, I think the one thing to remember is like squash down that judgment. Like that's the last thing that some of these teenagers need is another parent judging them. Yes, they might have screwed up. And yes, you might say like, that's a knucklehead move, but then come at it with a lot of love and support, because that's really what these teens need. They need somebody that will call them out, but then also follow it up with, you know, a lot of love for them. Because the one thing that I actually put an Instagram post about this the other day, I had a kid come to me and say, I screwed up. It's not fixable. I'm a mess up. I'm a screw up for the rest of my life. And I kind of told him like, no, that's not true. And I kind of told him like, I've screwed up like big time and I'm fine and you're going to be fine. And let's look at the lessons that you can learn and let's kind of think about what needs to maybe a shift and adjust. But it was so much love and compassion for him. And I put a Instagram post about it with a group of all of my friends. And I just kind of said like, every single person in this picture has screwed up big time to the point where we thought we were not fixable. Every single one of us has teenagers, and every single one of us would want you to know you are not your mistakes. You are loved. There is redemption. There is compassion. And if you ever needed anything, you could come to any one of us and we would be there for you.
Yeah, I love that. And I think when we were kids, like the same is true, like for the parents then as us now, like they weren't trying to create impactful moments. They weren't like trying to force these. But I think 20, 25, 30 years ago, there were less distractions keeping parents from being that impactful second parent. And so my invitation, like if you're listening to this wondering like, how can I be that impactful parent? Like if you have teenagers, you probably have other teens that are in your circle. My advice would be step away from the distractions. Like catch yourself being caught up in the distractions and step away and be present. And if you can do that, like that's half the battle. And then the second part, I would say like more than just being present, intentionally be the adult that you've always wanted to be. Like sometimes it's easier if you can look at your own teen and be like, man, I wish they'd do this. Be that change. Be the change that you want to see. Be the adult that you wish your teenager was. And that is how you can have an impactful relationship being a second mom or second dad. Like we didn't clarify this. Like guys, it's just being the second mom or the second dad to like the kids that come and spend more time at your house because your food's better. You got pinball machines in your basement. That's what I got, guys. Man, only one of them works. But anyways, like that's what we're talking about by being that second parent.
Yep. And you know, the last thing that I would kind of mention is, you know, have compassion for these teens' parents as well. Yeah. I think that the one thing that we really need to stop doing is judging and, you know, comparing ourselves to each other. Because honestly, if I can get a village of adults that love my kid and see that I'm struggling as a parent myself, and yeah, I've made some mistakes, but if I can get them to just love my teen and then love me, it makes such a difference. Because I do see that that happens occasionally of like a mom wanting to, you know, come in and swoop in and be like, well, their mom's messed up or their dad's doing this. And so they must need a lot of help instead of being like, you know what? We just love them and we love their parents and they've got a lot of struggles going on and who, like we're here for them as a family. And one of the ways that we support them as a family is really just supporting this kid and while he's with us and in our home. So,
yeah, let me back that up with a principle that I teach. Those of you who are in the membership, you've heard me say this 100 times. Those of you who have listened to the podcast have probably heard me say this 100 times too. But like that example right there where you're talking about like judging the other parent, your focus is literally on something outside of yourself, outside of your control. And if you are being and behaving in certain ways based on where your focus is on this other person, you are not being the parent or the person that you want to be. Catch yourself doing that and shift your attention from that thing that's outside of your control and bring that attention back in and be more like, it sounds selfish, but guys, it's not selfish. Focus on yourself more. Intentionally be the person, the adult that you want to be. And yeah, like that example that Carrie's talking about, if you are guilty of judging another parent and thinking, man, they suck as parents, I'm going to swoop in here and save them, you're not having the impact that you could have. And if you drop the judgment, shift your attention back inward and identify, no, this is who I want to be. This is like who I'm called to be, and be that person. That is when you will have a more profound impact. So mind your attention. Stop focusing on things outside your control. It weakens you, I promise you. So, gosh, okay, are we going to do another one like right after this? I'm like, turn around. And
well, I definitely think that we need to do this series, though. I think that, you know, you and I talking to each other and doing a podcast is definitely going to come to the future, because I just think that there's something about being able to talk about these topics to another parent that gets it from a coaching perspective. That's really powerful. So thank you for having me again. It's been so much fun.
Yeah. And for those of you who love hearing from Carrie, here's something that I've thought about lots in the past, and maybe we'll be the first to actually make this happen. I love the idea of having podcast miniseries. Like I like when you watch a TV show, like we're watching The Haunting of Hill House or something. Creepy. There's only like 10 episodes. I like that they're like, all right, guys, we got 10 episodes. We got to get this thing done. Let's, here you go. I would like to do podcast miniseries, where we know, hey, there's only so many episodes. We're doing a deep dive on this. So if you like from Carrie, reach out to either her or me and say, guys, where's the podcast miniseries? Like, push us.
Yeah, we would love to hear from you. So just tell us, and we would love to hear like ideas of like what you would want a miniseries, you know, to be about. So like, please, after you listen to this, like, pop into Instagram, come and, you know, message Ben or I and let us know, number one, that you want to hear us again. That would be super fun. But number two, like, what would you like to hear from the miniseries? Yeah.
What is your Instagram? What are the handles? Is that what they're called?
Yeah. Yeah. So Drive Your Thoughts Coaching. And there's a lot of underscores in there, but if you just put in Drive Your Thoughts, I will pop right up. Carrie Marshall. So you can find me there too.
Yeah. And I'm Ben Pugh Coaching. So hit us up. Let us know that you do want to hear a podcast miniseries. Let us know what you, and maybe we'll do one on The Haunting. Okay. I don't know about that one. That was,
but, we'll figure it out. It'll be amazing.
Okay. Awesome. Guys, thank you for coming back. Thank you for listening. And as always, I'll talk to you next week. Did you know that parents and teens all over the world are struggling? I believe that the most important thing that you can do in your teen's life is simply being an impactful parent, which means taking the time to understand what parenting traps are holding you back, and then taking that knowledge and using it to completely uplevel your parenting. This is why I've created a brand new quiz to help you better understand your own parenting traps. This quiz will help you pull back the curtain on your own parenting and gain some powerful insights so you can stop getting caught in the same old parent traps. This quiz will help you start being the parent of your dreams so you can finally create an impactful relationship with your teen. This quiz will take you less than 2 or 3 minutes, and it is completely free. If you want to take this quiz and better understand the traps that are keeping you stuck as a parent, go to benpughcoaching.com/parent-trap-quiz and get an insight into what is holding you back as a parent so you can completely uplevel your parenting. I'll see you soon.